So your why is really your spiritual reason for doing things and making money.
It's a combination of spiritual and a combination of just, you know, having a great day and being in a good mood. Like for me, I just love living every day. I believe, and it's a joke at my health club where I work out, when I'm in town, they walk and they go, I know, John, it's your birthday again. Because let's say you're having a bad day and you walk up to someone and someone's miserable. You know, yep. The most important decision someone can make in their day is smile. And when you go to someone, hey, it's your birthday, get really? How old are you? What are you doing for you? They could be miserable and depressed, but you say, it's your birthday, and they get fired up.
Isn't that neat?
So why not go, hey, man, what's going on? It's my birthday again.
So you're
really?
You're 240 then.
That's right, exactly. That's right.
Now, I know a lot of the whenever you're out, you know, setting goals or maybe even finding your why, a lot of the type of thing is, like you said, you wake up in the morning, but then if I'm looking for my why, I wake up in the morning, should I go and stand in front of my mirror and do the, you know, today's my day, I'm a miracle, I'm a winner, that type of thing? What's your kind of your take on that?
Quick question. When was the last time you brushed your teeth?
It was about 2 hours ago.
Every day, right?
Every day.
Do you ever wake up one day and go, man, you know what? You tell your wife and your family, you know what? I'm not in a mood to brush my teeth.
It'll stand a little further away from you.
Exactly. Because that's a habit that you know is needed to create and live a normal life.
Yeah.
Well, what happens is the average person rolls out of bed 10 minutes behind, pops on the TV and starts to feed their spirit, starts to feed their heart negative words. You never click the TV on and go, hey, today is the day, it's great. You realize today there was 40,000 miracles born within the last hour locally in your local neighborhood, and there was a 16-year-old kid who was told he wouldn't graduate high school, he just graduated high school. No. If it bleeds, it reads. If it's negative, it reads. There's more positive going on than negative, but you'd never think that, right?
Yeah.
So when you roll over in the morning, and by the way, when you roll over in the morning, you say to yourself, this is my day, correct?
Yep.
So it's your day, not somebody else's.
Correct.
And when you roll over, it's called the present, correct?
Yep.
Now, Tara, have you ever received a present from someone knowing, let's say they bought the number one personal development CD out there known to mankind, as I say, the Find Your Why CD. Thousands of them have been moved worldwide. And you knew that it was a Find Your Why CD.
Yep.
And you would still take that present and go, oh, I know it's the Lemmy CD on Find Your Why, but you'd still open a present with expectation. Because it's wrapped up, and you go, I wonder what today is going to bring. When you roll over, and today, like, I know today I was looking forward to creating a relationship with you and your team because I expect to meet champions. I live on a theory called expectation. When I brush my teeth every morning, today is a great day. I expect to have a great day. And, of course, life has challenges, but there's no question about it. Like, this morning in South Florida was a torrential downpour, and everyone was waiting by the gym before they walk in their car. I just put my sweatshirt on and I walked across. I got soaked. You're in a shower and you look forward to the water. When you're walking from the gym where you just sweated to your car, people will stop and halt not to get wet. It's all the way you look at things.
It's funny. It is. It's all perspective.
You know, so when you wake up in the morning going, today's an awesome day. It's a phenomenal day. They go, oh, John, you don't know my past. Yes, I do. You were born. It's the decisions you made in the process that got you to where you are today. Like the equation we spoke about earlier, decision plus action equals results. The decision to hang out with negative people, the decision not to invest in personal development material, the decision of those two statements followed by the action creates the results. Let's say you decided not to brush your teeth every day. What would happen? You'd have no teeth. You have no friends. You'd be alone.
Yeah.
But that's a decision. And all it comes down to is small decisions create massive success. And the challenge, though, is that your mindset, I call it the cement of your commitment, hardens in your life from the age 0 to the age 7. So you have to recreate that by waking up every day. And is it easy? Of course not. But look at the alternative. If you continue to do what you've always done, we've all heard it, you continue to get what you've always gotten, then let me ask you a very critical question. Why do you continue to do it?
Good point.
You know,
make a change.
That's right. And change is instant. Change is within a second. The challenge is commitment to the change is the key. And it comes down to, you know, basic success habits. When I teach a lot in this, and I even mention it all the time, deassociation. I speak about it. It was my situation in my life that I had associations with people that were telling me it couldn't be done. I couldn't build a $1 million business. You know, my story, I built a 7-figure organization within 7 years, and I retired to South Florida at the age of 29, and I was told by everybody for 18 months I went through a season that was indescribable. I cried myself to sleep. I was I was so nervous and shaking, going, what am I doing? Is this going to work? Is this real? But I got into people like you and me and the cassettes. Back then it was cassettes. Now it's the iPod and CDs and teleseminars. You got to bombard your spirit to make a difference. You know, I talk about something called total immersion, and I want everyone to write that down. The word total, then I-M-M-E-R-S-I-O-N, immersion. In World War II, the U.S. military, they had to make a decision. They had to go to Germany to win the war, right?
Yep.
And they said, well, guess what? Our guys don't speak German. Well, what they did is in 6 weeks of total immersion, sleeping at night, they had translators speaking into their ears at night. Within 6 weeks, between training during the day and in the evening listening, they spoke German fluently. They spoke every dialect in German, in Germany, within a six-week period.
Wow.
And I teach a principle called 1/96th of a day. And I believe we've warmed people up now that they're actually ready to receive this.
Okay.
That every day from, let's just say from midnight to from 12 to 12:15 a.m. is 15 minutes, correct?
Yep.
Now there's 96 15-minute increments, meaning from 12 to 12:15, that's one of them. There's 95 left. I teach people to journal. I teach people to take 1/96th of your day and believe all things are possible. Take a Find Your Why CD. Take your journal. Listen to the words. Write down the words. Write down three new things you learn every day and focus on just 15 minutes per day. Do you realize after 5 years, just 5 years, it's over 450 hours of personal development? What do you believe somebody would be 5 years from today with 450 hours? And people go, well, motivation's rah-rah. No, it's not. Failure's guaranteed. It's just like when people look at me and they go, John, man, I don't know how you stay in great shape. I wouldn't spend 2 hours a day in a gym. I don't. Said I spend 30 to 60 minutes per day, every day. It's a habit. See, habits predict our future, but 1/96th of a day. It's all. It's not going, getting fired up right now and listen to this over and over for one day. No. Commit to a small improvement over a long period of time will cause dramatic results either way. The decisions create dramatic results.
So that you, just to go back to the standing in front of the mirror and repeating to yourself, you know, today is your day, I'm a miracle, I'm a winner, whatever it is that you repeat, even if you're at the beginning of saying, okay, look, I've got to change my life. I've got to do something different. I've never done anything like this before. I feel like an idiot standing in front of the mirror, and probably you're going to start off, yeah, today's my day. I'm a miracle. I'm a winner. But eventually, your mind, because of using your filters, your eyes and your ears and your mouth, eventually you're going to actually start believing it because you're saying it. Is that right?
Absolutely.
So even if you start off with thinking, yeah, this is nuts, and you're not motivated about it, do it anyway.
Absolutely, because what's the alternative?
Yeah, exactly.
Just like people go, man, it's cold. Everybody got the flu. I'm about to get it next. What happens?
Yeah, you get it.
Now, down here, I live in South Florida. Everyone gets the flu shots. I never got one. I decide not to get the flu.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy, John. You're going to get sick. No, you'll get sick instead. You'll be a statistic, not me. Happens every year.
And it happens to a lot of people. My mom was like that. She just decided that she didn't have time to be sick. And I think the whole time that my brother and I were growing up, I think she was sick maybe 3 or 4 times.
That's,
and it's just because she decided she didn't have time to be sick. Exactly the same thing you're saying. Now, you mentioned, John, in one of your courses as well. You can see I'm a big John DeLemmy fan. I've been through some courses.
Good. Thanks, man. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
And the advice is phenomenal, John, and so thank you. But one of the things that you mentioned that I think is important is shred labels.
Mm-hmm.
Can you elaborate on that? Tell us what exactly you mean by that.
In other words, when people look at you, what do they say? Without opening your mouth, if they look at you, what do they say? Oh, well, he's a young kid. from New York. He's a stutterer. He's a smart kid, works for his family, but he's a stutterer. The label across my chest that I was a stutterer.
Right.
So that was a label that was stuck in my chest, which when you stick something on yourself, it eventually that glue goes inside something. Like take a bumper sticker, stick it to a car, try to peel it off in the first 10 minutes, comes right off. Try 1 year later to get that off your car.
Yeah, piece of concrete.
The label has stuck and the glue has cemented in that car. When someone says, well, you're black, you're white, you're fat, you're skinny, don't you know your past, don't you know your family, don't expect success, just get a good job, stay where you're at, that's for somebody else.
Right.
And you got to take that label and shred it off and extract the glue out of your heart and then re-bombard yourself with personal development material. And I always use the word development. So my company's name is Dilemme Development Group because we develop champions. It doesn't happen overnight. You can't go to the gym for 8 hours straight and expect to lose 50 pounds. You'd be dead.
Yeah.
But you can go 80 days in a row for 1 hour, and your entire life will change.
Right.
So, you know, take the label and ask yourself, what am I labeled with? What have people told me? You know, well, you can't be, you know, usually they say you can't become successful because of your past. That's the number one reason for failure. And your past, if you go all the way back to the initial day, you're a champion. And guess what? Regardless if you come from a dysfunctional family, because everybody's family is dysfunctional. Mine is.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no disputes about it. Everybody is. So don't use that as an excuse.
Uh-huh.
You know, take the label and say, you are labeled a champion. When you were born, regardless of the situation now with your mom and your dad and whatever went on, there was a seed that was planted that you were born. There's no such thing as cloning. Every human being is born with DNA and genes of a male and female coming together and a birth a miracle. Well, you are listening right now as a miracle. Go back to the original day you were born. Take out your birth certificate. Look at that. Start your dream wall around that and go, you know what? This is me. This is I. I am a champion. And then the only people that will tell you you're not, I know you would not do it, Terry, or me. So that's you, me, and the person listening. That's three people. When three or more come together, there's massive success. So shred the label of failure. Just off. I mean, make a decision today to stop the noise. End it. Because one day you're going to be at your last breath. You're going to be in your rocking chair. You could be 100, 110 years of age, rocking back and forth. Or you're going to say, man, I listened to Dilemme and Terry about, you know, 40 years ago, I should have made a decision to speak life into my life, and I didn't. Look where I am today. Because that's what's going to happen. And I get people who challenge me and go, well, I don't believe it. And I can tell you right now, I've seen people grow since I started my success journey. At the age of 24, I'm a man, as you can obviously tell.
Yeah.
And I know people of my age, my friends from high school, are every one of them is screwed up and broke. Not, you know, a percentage of them, Tara. All the top four people in my yearbook I look at right now, because I show my high school yearbook when I speak worldwide.
Yeah.
Because they all have our eternal friends.
Yeah.
And they're all a mess. God bless them, and they all have a great opportunity. They all know me. It's like one of my friends did a Google search on me, and he goes, I can't believe that's you. I said, no, that was me, brother. That's me. I just, all things have passed away. I made a decision to get around champions. I mean, I'm in my home office right now, and I'm looking at my success library. I mean, I have over 700 books. I mean, I'm looking right at them. I can read for the next hour here of all the titles. I mean, champions, the courage to succeed, you know, living a victorious life, the world's greatest comebacks, God's plan for prosperity, Joe Torre's ground rules for winners, halftime, mind power, wisdom for crisis time, the bondage breaker. What's your library look like?
Yeah.
And then I have an iPod of over 1,400 CDs in my iPod. Guess what? When all that goes in, what's going to come out?
Exactly. And I'm guessing it's not rock music.
No. It's like, you know, have ever worked outside, like maybe washed your car, worked out in the garden, or went somewhere where you were just physically dirty,
yep,
like sweaty, if you did some sports, play football. You know, I work out. I enjoy working out. Obviously, I sweat every day.
Yep.
And I come home, and did you ever stand in that shower, and you turn on, you just stood there for like a minute going, phew, man, this feels good. Just cleaning that dirt off.
Yep.
That's called body washing.
Yeah.
And if we didn't body wash or wash our teeth every single day, we wash our bodies and we brush our teeth. But what we got to do is we got to mind floss. We got to take dental floss and put it between our ears. Because we get dirty. I have no issues when they go, well, motivation is brainwashing. Yes, it is. We're washing our brain, you know, with thoughts, because whatsoever you think, you become.
Yeah.
And it's so powerful. And it's just incredible. And I know many of you are saying, well, I've read all the books. I've listened to CDs. Well, start to adapt what you've learned. Start to step out in faith. And maybe tell somebody a spade is a spade.
Exactly.
You know, because the truth shall set you free. Believe it or not, you know, I teach a principle about eagles versus pigeons. You know, an eagle will soar above the valley. During a storm, it rises to the top and it waits for the storm to leave. A pigeon hangs out on the stoop waiting for someone to throw bread to him.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's 95% of people wait, you know, but they play lotto. Like my wife will tell you, one thing she has to do is when we're in the store shopping,
yeah,
keep John away from lotto players.
Wow.
Because lotto is a waste of time. It's luck.
Yeah.
And it's three words, luck, lotto, and loser. You choose what you want to become. And that's why 87% of people who win a raffle or win huge money lose it within 3 years.
Wow.
Because they got the beautiful financial building, but there's no foundation in that building. See, a disability, you know, my whole life I live with that disability, so I understand what it is to earn the right to change people's lives and earn the right to earn huge income, you know, earn prosperity. So there's a foundation. There's, you know, there's two words that begin with C, and they're both the same, cement and commitment.
Beautiful.
You know, cement and commitment. Without a commitment to your long, you know, the ability to live your dream and live the manifestation of your wife, you're not committed to that.
Yeah.
Just like cement is committed. When cement hardens, you can't say, hey, guys, can you soften it up for a second? I got to move the building. No. Right? It's commitment. It's there. It's like when someone says, what are you doing? I'm on track. I am building a multi-million dollar business. I'm a real estate entrepreneur. I'm a network marketing entrepreneur. I'm an author. I'm a internet information entrepreneur. Things are going great. I'm on track in the next 2 to 5 years to earn my financial freedom so I can spend quality time with my family, be a mentor to my kids, and make a difference in my life. And I am currently building a huge business. How are you doing today?
And that's just if somebody wakes up and says, John, how are you doing?
Phenomenal. Best day ever. You wouldn't believe it if I told you.
So
you know, and it's just like this morning. I just exercised, and I was sitting next to someone on the bike, and I looked at him, and I know the guy. He's a great guy. See, he's a physical trainer at the gym, and he earns about $40 an hour, U.S.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm a strategic business coach. I earn $1,000 U.S. per hour.
Wow.
And guess what? He's in better shape than me physically.
Yeah.
And I look at him, and I go, you know what? Now, I'm talking to him about something, and he sees my book because I have my own manual. I do my journaling at my gym. I journal, and he goes, man, you're still doing that stuff. You're still into that, huh? You know, negative.
Yeah.
And I said, still into what? I said, share to me what it is. What's it to you? I said, your arms are the size of a python. I said, is that what life's all about? Meanwhile, he's been married and divorced 3 times.
Ouch.
And you know, nothing against people have challenges. I understand that, but see, I believe I am a representative of successful people. I represent the people listening right now. I represent you in the real world. You know, we are in this world, but not of this world. We're here, but when you walk out and you ask 10 people, how are they doing? Oh, well, you know, what can you expect?
Yeah.
And I told them, I said, if you start to change your input, you're going to change your results. Everyone's always looking for the shortcut.
Yeah.
Now, let's say you and your wife were going to a party. And you say, you know what? And men always do this. You know, I know a shortcut.
Yeah.
And what happens if people get there? Where's Terry and his wife? Oh, they must have took a shortcut. It's like life.
Yeah.
There's no way of maintaining your teeth. You can't brush your teeth for 3 hours on Monday and not brush them for 2 weeks.
Right.
You can't live a successful life unless you commit to daily, focused, structured habits, which means speaking positive words, listening to motivational material, attending events. You know, I do 2-day boot camps all around the world. Attending events, because total immersion for your dream is a must. It's not a possibility. It's like if you look at the life manual. It's like if you have a fax machine or a computer and something goes wrong, what do? Let me grab the manual.
Yep.
Well, in life, when you're 25, 35, 40 years of age, you got no money in the bank, you're broke, and your credit cards are maxed out, guess what? You better grab the manual and say, something's wrong here. What do I got to do different? And
yep,
that's where we come into play. We're success teachers who write the manual. And it's a very short manual. It's just success decisions. Decisions plus action create results. Either way, you know, where you are today is a specific result of your decisions plus your actions. And a quote that is of mine, and I speak it worldwide, and you guys can write this down. Champions make decisions, and decisions make champions.